Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. You can check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. We're going to talk about something that's interesting, and that's following the rule of law. When a law enforcement official asks you to do something, how should you respond? We recently had an Ingham County deputy killed during a car chase because someone he was pulling over for warrants did not pull over. Yesterday, a man was fatally shot during a traffic stop, allegedly because he didn't listen to instructions. He was fired upon. Whether that's true or not, we don't know yet. But when you look at issues like this and what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, and New York City, where the police have come under fire, what isn't under fire is how should we respond to law and order, especially when we're given orders from law enforcement officials, and perhaps why do we choose not to follow those instructions. Dr. Braccio, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Tony.
You know, I thought of this. I recently was at a youth basketball game that my son was playing in, and one of his teammates went down pretty hard, and he said he was fine, and he wanted to get up. But the referee instructed him to stay down, collect his breath, and he wanted to give him some time. And the kid said, I'm fine. But he said he did what the referee told him to do because he was instructed to do that. I found that very interesting when we look at what's going on around us in this world.
Well, my feeling, Tony, if a person in authority, okay, let's take a police officer, ask you to do something, I just think you do it. I mean, it just makes sense to me. If you have an issue, you can later on bring this to a judge. You can talk to an attorney. You can talk to, you know, the city official or county official, state, whatever it might be. But once you start getting confrontational with a police officer, a person in authority, you definitely run the risk of having some problems occur. Now, meaning that's not trying to justify some horrible thing happening to a person way beyond maybe what would be required under the circumstances. But if a police officer stops you, and anyone who drives a car has had that happen sometime, your best response is, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, what do you need? If they ask you a question, you answer. You're like, why do you think I pulled you over, sir or ma'am, or whatever it might be. But it's just this kind of commonsensical that if a person in authority ask you to do something, that that you would do it, assuming it's within the realm of their authority. But just makes sense to me.
And if we have children who are either being instructed to have a belligerence like this, or if they're modeling behavior, that could pose a real challenge.
Well, I don't think there's any question. I think you're going to find a lot of times people that are argumentative and fault-finding and fighting, they get a lot of this from their home. You know, people that come from homes where the parents model respect, model good behavior, being a good citizen, those are often what we see coming from the home. And when there isn't good family models, when there's kind of destructive, angry people, often those attitudes and those feelings come on to someone else, which, of course, is a much bigger issue than terms of what we're talking about here today. But as a general rule, if the police pull you over or talk to you or request you do something, it's just wise to do what you're asked to do, even if you don't think you've been involved in something, because you can always have a better chance to explain your case afterwards and later than you do in a moment where there could be some confusion, some anger, some frustration going on. You're just best to do what you're asked to do.
Dr. Braccio, when you have to counsel children and adults who have this type of behavior, how do you help them change?
I talk to people about triggers. You know, there are some people that really have anger problems. We do a lot of work with anger, whether it's through the courts or through the homes or the schools, where people just can't control their anger, or they choose not to. It's a trigger point, so a person will behave like it's something separate from them. that person made me anger. It's like this thing inside me. They brought it forth. They made it happen. I make the comment. I say, well, that's really you. It's not someone else. You need to learn to deal when people do get you upset or things happen that are frustrating to you, because you can't lead a life arguing with people, fighting with people, and potentially getting yourself in trouble. So the idea is to just be a good citizen, to be reasonable, and really work on triggers and find substitutes. So if someone gets you mad over something, whether it's a sporting event, whether it's a work situation, whether it's just driving your car, you have to put in your mind, I'm not going to overreact, I'm not going to do something silly or stupid or things like that. And a lot of people have trouble with that, Tony. That's why, really, over the years, I've worked with many, many people that the courts have sent them, that their relationships, in order to continue a relationship, they have to work on anger. School persons, and you've seen it as a coach and within your own children, that people can get angry. And learning to tame that anger and take control and responsibility for yourself is a very, very key thing. And I think when we add to it the police situation, that's clearly a place where anger, fighting, resistance are just not the legitimate and appropriate ways to address anger, frustration, or whatever it might be.
Dr. Braccio, I recently came across an article that was talking about anger and how you can use that, how you can channel the energy from anger, because that emotion in itself is not a bad emotion. It just needs to be channeled in a positive way. But you could channel that energy into something good, maybe motivation, something similar. You agree with that?
Well, that's pretty true. In fact, we have a free audio download about positive uses of anger on our website, drjohnb.com, I might add. But there's no question that anger is, you're using energy when you're angry, okay? And you're also kind of really getting yourself fired up, call it what you will, not always in a positive way. But if you can channel your anger into constructiveness, like if you see unfairness or you think things are being done wrong, or if you just run into frustrating situations, you have to be able to take the anger and work at a way to change the situation, improve the situation, and certainly improve your own standing and your own personhood, if you will, by taking control of that. So controlling anger is a very critical thing to your own socialization of those that you're working with and trying to bring up in the right way, and just in terms of being a good citizen.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Again, check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Sir, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Tony.